When I walk into this place, I felt His presence. Thank you, Jesus. And I knew this was a place where love abounds. For this is the temple, Jehovah God abides in, and we are standing in His presence on holy ground. Thank you, Jesus. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around.
We are.
us praise. Jesus, now we are standing in His presence. We are standing in His presence. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Let's all stand together. Of Isaiah, we have some prophetic words here. Isaiah was a prophet, of course, and he wrote things. The whole book of Isaiah is about Jesus, and it was written long before Jesus Christ the Savior was born, but all that there is to know about Jesus can be found in God, and God knows everything from beginning to end. And Isaiah was moved upon by the God we serve with the knowledge of God to be able to write the things he wrote. And if it had not been for God doing this, Isaiah wouldn't have had a clue about what he was writing about. But these prophets of old and the writers of the good book wrote as they were moved on by the Holy Ghost. And so that's the same Holy Ghost that we experience that knows everything. And by the way, there's a lot of talk about the gift of knowledge. Your gift of knowledge is your gift of the one that has the knowledge. Amen. When you receive the Holy Ghost, that is your gift of knowledge. And you know, anything you know outside of that, that's a gift too. You couldn't have it without God having given you the ability to think and reason and all this. But your gift of knowledge to know the things of God comes from God. Just as the gift of the Holy Ghost. We can't give the Holy Ghost to ourselves. And the gift of healing. This is something that God, we can't heal ourselves, we can't heal each other. But we are given a lot of gifts. And there are some people that are moved upon more than others because they yield themselves to one gift or another gift that's in the Holy Ghost. But don't let anybody ever fool you into thinking they're the ones that has this particular gift and you don't if you have the Holy Ghost. You got every gift that's available. And as God moves severally as He will, you can be used in the gifts of the Spirit because they're all in God. Amen. And we're in the book of Isaiah. And I like reading about Jesus before the virgin birth of Jesus. And I just think it's great. Say amen. Now, I hope I can find my place. Amen. Yeah, chapter 11. Chapter 11. Amen. I'll read a little bit of chapter 11, then we'll go to chapter 12. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. Now, that's already, we're talking about Jesus here. Amen. And a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. Amen. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And then I'm going to go to chapter 12. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me. Thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. Everybody say, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Everybody say, Jehovah is my strength and my song and my salvation. And his name is Jesus. I added that last part because if you have understanding of what's in the Bible, you'll know that that's true. Amen. I didn't add to the Word of God. I just added the Word of God to what I was saying. That was just more of the Word of God. It just wasn't written in this particular part. Amen. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Everybody say, I am a well of salvation. And in that day shall you say, praise the Lord. Let's say praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Say it. Jesus. Jesus. Call upon his name. What is his name?
Jesus.
Say praise the Lord.
Jesus.
Doesn't that make you feel happy? Amen. Makes you feel happy. Declare his doings among the people. That's what we do in our testimony services. And hopefully we're doing it in other places. And I believe we are. Amen. Declaring what he is doing. What he has done for me. And what I know he's going to continue to be able to do in my life. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. That's no problem for Jesus' name, folks. We baptize in Jesus' name. Pray in Jesus' name. Praise God in Jesus' name. Thank God for everything. In all things, we give thanks to the Lord. And we say, in the name of Jesus, and it doesn't feel strange. Praise God. And we're not leaving out anybody in the Godhead when we do that. Isn't it great? Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Let's praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. We sing a song sometimes, How Great is Our God? How great is His name? And when you think about how great He really is, it blesses you. If you have any knowledge of what God is all about, we'll never all be able to figure out all the things there are to know about God in this life. But I have learned some things. I have learned that He's a God that can be very, very strong. And He can make you feel like you're worthless. Amen. And then turn right around and make you feel like you're the most precious jewel on the face of the earth. Now, it's not God that's just, you know, changing his mind over and over on how he feels about you, but what he is doing with his word. You know, a preacher gets up here and he preaches this. Now, let me tell you what you need to do, or else you can expect this to happen to you. You know, and then you get to think, oh my, I've done this, I've done that, I'm guilty of this. Oh, and you get to feeling like a worm because the word of God is coming forth and you feel so low that you don't know what to do. It becomes a very uncomfortable thing. You know what I'm talking about? How many of you ever been there, done that? Amen. Been there, felt like, oh man, I am a low down creature after hearing the word of the Lord come your way. And even Paul said, if in this life only I had hope, I would be of all men, most miserable. But we don't only have hope in this life. We have hope in God. And God is a great God. He's a God that we can put our trust in. He's a God that will not leave us crawling on our faces thinking there's no hope. Amen. But every warning that comes from God, you hang on because an answer is on its way. From the same God, a solution is always right behind the problem. Amen. Don't ever give up when you don't know what to do. Just stand still and see the salvation of God. When there's no hope, we have learned over and over. We have learned over and over that our trust is in the name of the Lord. Our hope is in the name of the Lord. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee.
God is our salvation. In God we put our trust. We will not be ashamed. We could be ashamed and we've done things that could cause us to feel ashamed, but God is our salvation. Hallelujah! Praise God! That's why, you know, I see people that do things that kind of bother me sometimes. Sometimes I tend to take it personal when somebody's messing up on God, but I'm not God. And I have to turn loose of that personal aspect of it. And you might find me at one time breathing out what seems to be threatening words and showing my wrath because I'm a human being. I don't like what's going on. But I look to God again and I realize He's a merciful God. He's a loving God. He's a God that will not always chide. He's a God that will always give you another chance if you want one. He's a God that will always help you turn around if you're willing to turn around. He's a God that will always lift you up if you want to be lifted up. Hallelujah. And I'm not just talking about you. I'm talking about from my own experience. I've been down. I've been way down. And He reached way down for me and lifted me up. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I was lost and undone. And Jesus Christ came along and said, "Get up." Hallelujah. Get up. I used to do that with my children. "Daddy, I'm hurting." You know, they fall down. Little baby, won't you? "Dada." Hold them. "Dada. Dada." And I go like this. "Dada." Now, they can get up, but they just want to be lifted up. You know, and you take hold of that little hand, and you lift that little baby up. Amen. And there's some feeling of love and happiness and contentment. And joy. And we as parents do that for our children. We're all God's children. When we fall down and hurt ourselves, He's not going to ignore us and abandon us. He's going to be there. And when we cry out to Him, He will reach down and lift you up. And it feels good to let Him lift us up. We might be able to get up to a certain degree, you know, pull ourselves up. But we'll never be able to lift ourselves as high as God can lift us. Because He can lift us to a better place than where we were when we fell down. Let's praise Him today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And I read in this Word of God that has become my salvation. It's all through these pages. He's declared in His Word that there's nothing impossible with God. A lot of things are impossible with man, but nothing is impossible with God. There's nothing that He can't do. Amen. And there are a lot of things I can't do. How about you? Amen. But you know, our human nature, because of the fact we have education, we learn a lot of things. We have some attributes in our lives that should be appreciated because we've done a lot of things to earn the ability to do what we're doing. And it takes a lot of practice to become some of the things some of us have become. A lot of dedication. A lot of sacrifice. There's been a lot of times that some of us have spent many, many hours doing things that others may not be aware of because they were not there. They were not going through the pain and the trying to endure what you had to go through in order to arrive at a goal. They weren't there. All they see is something sounds good, it's wonderful, something to compliment, but they haven't been through that. But I hear every once in a while, "I wish I could do that. You know, I wish I could play the keyboard. Can you show me how to do that?" Well, I can show you how I do that. And people, when they look at how I do that, they say, "I want to be able to do that." Well, anybody can do that. If you can go back and do what I did. You got to go back to being 5 years old and have a real driving interest in being able to play the keyboard. Now, I don't know how you're going to get there. But at the age of 5, I was looking at that piano player playing that keyboard, and I wanted to do that. Every time I reached for it, somebody slapped my hand, pushed me away. But I wanted to do that. And when I finally got to it and did that a little bit, they pulled me away again. Said, "You can't do that. Stay away from that. Don't make noise here. That's not your place." That's the kind of feelings that I, that's the kind of advice I got. "You stay out of this. Stay away. Don't do that. Stop it. Keep your hand off of this. You're just a kid." Yeah, I feel sorry for children sometimes. I know these boys and girls here don't know what I'm talking about. You've never had anybody tell you to stop it, quit it, don't do that, and you quit it now, stop it. Don't. And you've never had that experience. But I had that experience when I was a child. Amen. But the thing about it, when those things were happening, I didn't know. I felt like, oh, I'm being mistreated, you know, maybe. I had this, oh, I feel sorry for me. I wish somebody else would feel sorry for me feeling. But as life continued to go on, and I continued to grow, with that persistence and determination, wanting to do this somehow, I kept, even though I knew they were going to get after me, even though I knew sometimes they weren't going to like it, I kept wanting to do it anyhow. And every chance I got, I'd put my finger up there and just hit one key or two keys. And when they weren't looking, I'd just get in there and play all over that thing. I didn't know what I was doing, but I was making a sound. Praise God. But somewhere in all of that determination and effort and trying and going on anyhow, no matter how much I was rejected or pushed back, somewhere in all that, I developed an ability to be aware of what this means, what that means. And as these moments of gaining knowledge started growing, I started being able to make sounds that were pleasing to other people. And some of the same people that once said, "Stop it, get away from there," were now saying, "Play me a song. Go to the piano and play us some music." And then it wasn't long before I was hearing compliments. "You did really well." And you know, a compliment to a growing child because of what he has accomplished or she has accomplished will help them want to do more. It'll cause them to want to grow more, try more. And when somebody said, "That's good, keep it up," oh, you know, that just propels you on. Now, if you want to do what I do on the keyboard, you go back and do what I did. And your name needs to be Rendell Rutledge. But if you want to do what you're going to do, regardless of what sets you back, regardless of what tries to stop you, you need to become as a child right now. Because that's something you can do. You can't go back to being 5 years old, but you can start this moment when all things can become new. And you can make up your mind, "I'm going for this. I know what I want. Something's holding me back. Something's trying to keep me from doing this. Every time I reach for it, I fail. Every time I think I'm going to make it, I'm just feeling so rejected." Well, if you're going to make it, you're going to pass through that rejection, and you're going to keep reaching. You're going to keep trying. You're going to keep on saying, "I'm going to do this somehow." That's the way we do anything that makes us successful. There's nothing I can think of that doesn't work that way. Mathematicians have to study for it, have to work at it. They have a lot of failure, and sometimes they get it all wrong, but that doesn't stop them. Thank you, Jesus. You read about some of these rich people that get wealthy. A lot of them have been bankrupt 8 or 10 times. Praise God. You're on your way, huh? You read about the life of Thomas Edison, how he failed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. And Benjamin Franklin, all these people of the past, you read in history about all these folks that have become known for what they have done and what they have accomplished. And they've been dead for a long time, but the memory of their great achievement is still alive today. And why are we talking about these things? Why are we remembering these things? It's because somebody didn't give up when they had an idea. And they wanted to do this with all their heart. No matter how many setbacks, no matter how many failures, they just kept trying. Praise God. Amen. I'm determined to be saved. And there's everything in the world trying to keep that from happening. Thank you, Jesus. But I take this salvation seriously. And I found a way to make it. I found a God who has become my salvation. In Him I put my trust. Praise God. You found a God that has become your salvation. The Creator of all things. The one that says, get away. Stop that. Don't do that. Don't touch that. And then He comes to you and says, I love you. Praise God. Amen. I love you. Now play a song for me. Lord, I've tried and I fail. Well, try now. I've been asking you to. I've been telling you, you can't. You can't. You're not. You haven't. I mean, look at your own life. How many times have you failed in your effort to serve the Lord? None of you have ever failed. I have. How many times have you set your goal on being a better Christian you've ever been before, only to have something go wrong and it seems like all hell broke loose? Sunday is filled with victory and Monday is filled with defeat, it seems. Praise God. And you know, if we do like a lot of folks do, they end up on the street. But no shelter, beggars, looking for a handout, not knowing where their next meal is coming from, don't know what to do with life anymore. If we would just, in the midst of not being able to make it sometimes, do what some of them have done, throw up our hands and quit, we would find, like they have found, there's no hope out there. There's no help out there. There's nobody you can trust out there. There's no real true meaning in life out there. You get a little temporary happy feeling, but it goes away real fast. You get a temporary satisfying feeling, makes you feel like I'm on top of the world, but next thing you know you're so low and miserable and you're wondering, nobody will ever trust me, nobody will ever want me, will anybody ever care about my soul? And we're not the only ones that feel like that sometimes. Even in the Word of God, we read about people saying, I looked on my right, I looked on my left, refuge failed me. Nobody cared for my soul. Amen. That was a man after God's own heart that wrote that. Amen. Praise God. Well, somebody cares about our souls. Thank you, Jesus. And we get out there, and we can't trust anybody, we can't trust ourselves. Nothing turns out right sometimes, even though we've tried and we've tried and we've tried. We just need to go back to the Word of God and remember. In that day, and I'll just say it like this, in that day that you get back on the solid foundation, and you put your feet in a good proper place, it's going to be the day that you call on the name of the Lord and you say, praise the Lord, and you make mention that His name is to be praised, declare His doings among the people, and realize that you are a well that maybe has been stopped up a little bit and maybe hasn't produced any good water in a few days, but you just start calling on the name of the Lord. And He will unplug your well, and you can draw water out of the wells of salvation. Victory out of the wells of salvation. Hope out of the wells of salvation. Strength out of the wells of salvation. The ability to get it right out of the wells of salvation. Hallelujah. The wells of salvation is just not you and you and you and you, but the wells are things that God has placed in each one of us. I don't just have one well in me. I have victory over every setback. I can just say, in the name of Jesus, and God unplugs it. Everything that's been wrong in my life, in the name of Jesus, all these wells start coming loose. Water starts coming forth. The Spirit starts gushing. In the name of Jesus, we can draw water out of our wells of salvation. It's all in Jesus. The gift of knowledge, the gift of healing, the gift of discernment, all the gifts that are in God are your wells of salvation to draw from. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In that day that you want to be saved, call on the name of the Lord. And we can say, well, I tried that and failed. Yeah, I tried to play the piano and failed too. So what? I play it. I didn't quit because I failed. Thank you, Jesus. I tortured a lot of people before I learned to play it, but I didn't quit. I disappointed a lot of people before I learned to play it, but I didn't quit. I got in trouble a lot of times trying to learn to play it, but I didn't quit. People ran me out of the room, frowned at me, but I didn't quit. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't even call a sissy. That didn't stop me. I was told only sissies play the piano. You a sissy? No, I ain't a sissy, but I play the piano. One day I was even giving a concert, and a man walked up to me and he said, all men that play the piano are, and he used some kind of word that people use some days. I used to think it meant happy, but no, I'm not like that. I don't care what they say. If you got a determination to accomplish something, what they say won't stop you. And it won't make you be what they say you are. Let's praise the Lord today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So I'm not here today to tell you how to play the piano. I'm not here today to teach you how to draw art drawings. And I'm not here to teach you all the mathematical skills, and I'm not here to teach geometry. Praise God. You're welcome. I'm just here to point out to us again, because it's so easy for us mortals to forget these things, that Jesus is the answer. And I'm not just saying that as a shallow phrase. People say it all the time, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the answer, you know, people say, and it's always true every time they say it, but I hope you're receiving it today as not just a slogan, not just a phrase, but I'm telling you and reminding you as I remind myself from the Word of God that that is the hope that will cause us to get through all this stuff and be successful as a child of God. Keep on letting Him lift you up. Keep on calling on Him when you're in trouble. Keep on trying again, regardless of how far you have been pushed back. Don't let anything stop you. Tell you this, the strongest people that I've ever met in the work of God, the missionaries that have done exploits, won many people to God, the strongest, what appears to me to be the strongest Christians that I know and I have known in my lifetime, are some of the people who have made the biggest blunders in their lives trying to serve God. I'm not advertising that you should make blunders. And we don't pat sin on the back. But I guarantee you there's not one person in this room or listening to us anywhere, no matter what you've done or how it's been, if you want to serve God, there's not one of you that will find rejection here. We're all going to rejoice with you. And we're going to be so happy to do all we can to encourage you and be there for you and be there with you as you get your strength and praise your God for bringing you through all this. Let's praise Him together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come and play me a new song. Sing me a song. Testify a new testimony. Get excited more than you've ever been before. Let's all stand and praise Him today. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. We praise you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. That's such a beautiful, 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 beautiful word of God. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that day you should praise the Lord. What day is that? And it's the same day that he smites the earth with the rod of his mouth and with his breath of his lips he slays the wicked. In that day you'll say praise the Lord. Glory to God. He's the same God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Look forward to great, great blessings yet ahead. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise your name. Praise your name. Lord, we worship you. Always remember, there's forgiveness with God. There's mercy with God. There's a new beginning with God. There's strength with God. There's salvation with God. And a hope for a better life now. And eternal happiness with God. God bless you this morning. Amen.
Hallelujah. How great is our God. Ah, well of living water. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you this morning for God, this wonderful word of God and just the worship. Hallelujah. Thank you for your praise. Thank you that, God, we can show forth your praise because we've come out of our darkness into your marvelous light. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Bringing us to a place that no man can pluck us away from. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you today. Hallelujah. He's able to keep you.